The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 87 of Spur of the Moment.
Yeah, coming straight from the Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas, the Spurs lost a not-so-close one to the Sacramento Kings last night by a score of 130-112. There were a lot of things that happened with the Spurs, but we had a lot of players out. Drew, you want to talk about that before we get into the game?
Yeah, we had Mr. Keldon Johnson and Doug McDermott out and Malachi Branham. So we were missing a lot of players in that game.
Yeah, and Keldon Johnson's got an ankle injury. I don't know how severe it is, but that limits him, and he's been big for us this year. So that kind of hurt. But we needed some guys to pick up the slack last night. Some of them did, some of them didn't. And we'll get into that with our top two and bottom two. A lot of role playing for some guys, but Drew, I'm going to get into my top two first tonight, and then we'll get to yours. So my number one was, to me, this was obvious, Devin Vassell. I thought he did a great job picking up the slack where Keldon, wasn't there, making some big shots. He's really, really gotten good at creating his own shots, but he finished out with 29 points, 4 of 9 shooting from 3-point land, had 3 boards, 3 assists. So Devin Vassell was my number one on my top two. My number two was Mr. Jeremy Sochan. And if you didn't get a chance to watch the game, I'm going to give you a soundbite from what I think is the best dunk of the year for the Spurs, and it's going to be hard to beat. Here's a soundbite.
Down by as many as 16 in this game. What a step up! Oh! Sochan the Destroyer!
Beautiful spin move first off, and then just a bonus on a poster, a placemat, a basketball card, your screensaver, you name it.
Jeremy Sochan's got the bench. He's down by.
So that was Jeremy Sochan's dunk. Little spin move, sick little dunk. And I think a lot of the doubters of Jeremy Sochan early on are really seeing that he's capable of bringing the ball up as a point guard, guarding players like Steph Curry, guarding players like Karl-Anthony Towns. He just does so many things to help the outcome of a ball game. And that dunk by Jeremy Sochan last night, if you haven't got a chance to watch it, I highly recommend pulling that up on the internet or YouTube because it was pretty nasty. So he was my number two. His scoring's never going to be just super, super elite, but he chips in enough. He had 11 points last night, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Really did well with the with that part. And so Sochan was my number two. Who were your top two, Drew?
Yeah, I also had Devin Vassell as my number one top two. He stepped up when he had to. No Keldon Johnson, no Doug McDermott. That means he's going to have to shoot a lot more. So Devin Vassell was my number one top two. And my second top two, I went with Kata Bates-Diop, who got the starting job with Keldon Johnson being out. I think Kata Bates-Diop played pretty well. He had some good hustle plays. He put up 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, shooting 7 of 11 from the field in 31 minutes. I actually had a pick between a couple of people, and I went with Kata Bates-Diop because of the 0 turnovers, and I think that matters a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great selection, Drew, because I was watching the game, and I thought Kata Bates-Diop just had a very workmanlike game. He did a lot of good things, and you can tell it means a lot to him. So really good pick on that. I like it. All right, let's get to the bottom two. My number one on the bottom two, he's been kind of a fan favorite, and yes, it's exciting a little bit to watch him play at times, but last night Charles Bassey didn't have his best game. He turned the ball over 4 times for us, and just not grabbing rebounds. He only grabbed 2 boards, And that's in 11 minutes. So he didn't have one of his best games for us last night. So Charles Bassey is my number one and my bottom two. My number two was Jordan Hall. Jordan Hall, you know, it was kind of a tough selection for me on him, but he did some things that were good. And then others, he just had some careless turnovers that I didn't like. He got an opportunity with Keldon out, more so than he may have gotten Doug out. So I expected a little more from Jordan Hall, but, you know, he's basically a glorified G League player, but he's doing his best with the Spurs. But he was my second one in my bottom two. Drew, who were yours?
Yeah, I also had Charles Bassey as my number one bottom two. With four turnovers and not really putting up the production that he normally has, putting up four turnovers and only 4 points and two rebounds, like you said. So Charles Bassey, I think he deserves to be on the bottom two. My second bottom two, it was tough, but I decided to go with Gorgie Jang, who played a little bit tonight, but he only put up 2 points and three boards, shooting 1 of 3 from the field and 0 of 2 from the three-point range. So he goes on my bottom two. So those are my top bottom two.
Okay, there you go. So we both had Bassey on the bottom, and he had Jang, I had Hall. All right. Let's get to the question of the day. Remember, you can always text your questions to 512-540-1626 or email your question to spurspodcast99@gmail.com. Today's question, Drew, what do you got for us?
Yes, this question comes from Dylan in Brady, Texas. His question asks, why do you think Keldon Johnson and Doug McDermott got the day off last night?
Okay, well, I know Keldon's was listed as an ankle injury, and I know, you know, the Spurs have got to be protective. He's obviously, you know, one of our top two players, so I know why that's out. I'm not sure of the Dougie McDermott reason. I'm not really in on that one. Drew, do you know why Dougie McBuckets was out last night?
Yeah, Doug McDermott was out because he had a calf issue, and he is probable for next game against the Clippers.
Okay, good deal. So hopefully we get him back and we're back at full strength with both Keldon and Dougie while we take on the Clips. All right. Thanks for the question of the day. We're going to get into this day in Spurs history. And for this day, I chose November 17th, 1987. At the Hemisphere Arena, the Spurs, guess who they beat? The Los Angeles Clippers by a score of 122-121. Great ball game in 1987, and this one really brings me back. I was a 10-year-old boy at the time and a big-time Spurs fan, but like that win over the Clippers. Leading scorer for the Spurs. Now, this is kind of a game in 1987 that's more like today's NBA with the amount of scoring points and double-digit scores and guys doing things, so I'll go over that. Your leading scorer for the Spurs was one of my favorites, Greg Cadillac Anderson. He had 24 points, 9 rebounds. Then you had Walter Berry had 21 points for the Spurs. Another good outing. A guy who I really loved as a kid, and I thought, you know, I've probably talked about this on episodes before, but when I played basketball, I used to think Frank Burkowski was just the set guy that inbounded everything. And so I really was a Frank Burkowski fan. He had 20 points. Alvin Robertson, also a huge fan of his, loved his defense. He had 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists, way ahead of his time on that. Johnny Dawkins had 13 points, 12 assists. Leon Wood had 15 points, and David Greenwood had 11 points. So that was a total of 7 Spurs in double figures on this night in November 17th in 1987 when the Spurs beat the LA Clippers 122-121. All right, let's get to the preview of the upcoming game. And I already said it, we're playing the Clippers. This one's going to be in L.A. Saturday night, November 19th at 9:30. Drew, what can you tell us about the Clips?
Yeah, the Clippers are coming off of a win against the Detroit Pistons on Thursday, and they are really playing good basketball right now. In their last 10 games, they are 7-3 with some good performances from Paul George, who's averaging 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Marcus Morris, who's averaging 15 points, 5 boards. John Wall, who's their sixth man, he's been pretty good at it, who's averaging 12 points and 5 assists. But they also have a lot of guys that could go off any game, like Norman Powell, Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard. So you never know what could come from that Clippers team.
Yeah, they are really an interesting team and got a lot of good momentum, got a lot of pieces, got some veterans, a good mix of veterans on that team. So going to be a tough challenge for tomorrow night. I'm going to go with my player to go off in my prediction for tomorrow night's game. I thought this guy did really well in limited minutes last night, but Isaiah Roby's my player to go off. I've been kind of down on him after seeing the limited minutes beforehand. Last night he did really well, and he was in consideration for my top two, so he's my player to go off. Unfortunately, I have the Spurs losing again. I've got the Clippers winning this one by 8. I think it's, this road trip has been, as far as wins and losses go, a little tough for the Spurs, but that's way okay. We're getting a lot of rebuilding lessons for this young Spurs team and guys having to step up for injuries and guys being out. So it's a big learning experience for the Spurs. So Clips by 8 and Isaiah Roby. Drew, who's your player to go off and what's your prediction?
Yes, my player to go off is going to be Jeremy Sohan after an incredible night last night with that amazing dunk, the dunk of the year for the Spurs. I think he's going to have another good night, put up about 10 points and show his amazing defense like he always does. And I think that the Spurs can hopefully stop the bleeding 2-8 of their last 10 in a 3-game losing streak. So I have the Spurs to win this game by 12 points.
Okay, all right. So the Team Tanksters aren't going to be happy with that one, but we always try to give our best and honest predictions. That's a good one. Overall, where the Spurs sit now, we're obviously out of the playoff picture, but I was just looking at it today for you Tanksters. Guess who's tied for the 6th worst record? That's your San Antonio Spurs. So if you know anything about this draft, there is a slew of guys in that top 10 that are really, really talented. So for you Tankers, that's one to keep an eye on. So thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. Drew, would you take us home, please?
Yes, thank you everybody for listening. And as always, go Spurs, go!